Gee, agus Falcha, could you and Clara come and look class scale a shock in a show with me, Tom Cormack, as always with you, just coming to you 7:20 on a Wednesday evening here with you until 9 o'clock as always, or 8 o'clock as always. And we do hope you can stay with us because we've got a very busy programme lined up for you. Coming up on tonight's programme, I'm joined by the Milford father and son pair who are managing Donegal underage football teams this weekend. Sean Paul Barrett is the manager of the Donegal under 20 team who faced Down on Saturday in the Ulster under 20 football championship semi final. And his son Luke is manager of the Donegal minor as the under 17 team that get their Ulster minor league campaign up and running on Saturday in Group B. They play Sligo in Monday's field in Ballyshannon. Also tonight we hear from Tyrone Ladies Gaelic football official Maggie Skelton, who is from Drumquin but attached to the Ayrn club. Maggie is a double award winner. She was won an award last weekend, an overall volunteer award for her contribution to Ladies Gaelic football. And the week before, she won a GA President's Award, also in Croke Park, for her contribution to Gaelic games down the years. Of course, a well-known official is Maggie. That's coming up in a moment. But just to tell you, first of all, of course, you can text us as always here on Highland Radio 086 60 25000. And if you want to text us or messages from outside the north of Ireland or outside the dialing code, it's 00353 86 60 25000. And as always, of course, you can listen to us on the World Wide Web, and I know we've quite a lot of people listen to us on www.highlandradio.com. And from tomorrow morning we have a podcast up on the web as well, and we can all, you can also hear that podcast on the Highland Radio app. So it's a busy weekend football wise and indeed, hurling action as well. Donegal in action in hurling as well. And so are Derry. Two crucial games for both. We may talk about those a little later on. But first of all, we'll hear from Maggie Skelton, of course, from Tyrone, who is a recent all-winner with an all-award winner, double award winner in ladies' Gaelic football.
Well, Maggie, first of all, we're delighted you could join us tonight on the programme. And I suppose, congratulations and double congratulations. Award winner 2 weeks in a row. President's Award winner the weekend before last. And overall volunteer of the award last weekend in Croke Park.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, won the President's Award. That was in Croke Park also on the 14th of February. And then last Friday night, the 21st of February, in Croke Park for the LGFA overall Volunteer of the Year award.
So did you expect it, or whether did you, were you aware of it happening, or how soon did you know, how long did you know?
It was totally unexpected, but I received a letter maybe 2 weeks before for the President's Award, and then I received a letter then a week or so after that regarding that I had won an award and for the LGFA, but the award would be announced on the night of the awards.
Yeah, it's a bit like the Oscars, isn't it? A bit like the tell me, well, anybody that follows Tyrone Ladies certainly knows, both club and county knows, that you're highly involved, and most people would argue that those awards are thoroughly deserved.
Well, yes, we've been involved, heavily involved with the senior team and with the county as county secretary.
Yeah. You're county secretary for how long were you?
I was county secretary from December 2007 until November there, 2019.
Brilliant, brilliant.
For over 12 years.
Yeah, and you liaised with the county senior teams as well, didn't you, kind of?
I was liaison officer with the senior county team for over 10 years, so I was.
Yeah, and tell me, how did you first become involved with ladies football?
When I first got involved with ladies football over maybe 15, 17 years ago, when my daughter Shannon started playing with the local primary school in Drumquin here, and I would have helped out with taking the children to school blitzes and that, and then I would have helped with the coaching after school and would have maybe washed the jerseys a few times for them and that.
Yeah.
And then I would have got involved in the GA club when Shannon was around 10, 11 when she started playing with Drumquin, but unfortunately Drumquin folded in 2010, and both Shannon and I then went to Ayrn Ladies. because I still wanted to be involved in ladies football, and I had to be registered with the ladies club, so we joined Athy Éireann in 2010, and I'm still a member of the Athy Éireann club.
And what is it about ladies football that attracted to you? Were you from a traditional ladies football family, or...?
I wasn't, no, but I married into a footballing family, so did the Skeltons. Aidan would have played for Tyrone in 86 and all. Aidan was the goalkeeper.
Yeah, he was your husband. Aidan's your husband.
Yeah, he's a brother-in-law of mine.
Yeah.
And then all the Skelton boys would have all played football.
Yeah. So you followed it all your life, even growing up, even though you didn't play yourself.
Yes, I did, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. So, and obviously giving a lot back, J clubs in general give a lot to their communities, don't they?
Yeah, you do give a lot for volunteering. It is the motivation, and seeing the girls getting something out of it, you like to give something back, and that's why I liked getting involved and enjoyed it, and the friends you make, and you make friends for life.
Well, obviously, taking on the county secretary job, 13 years ago, that was a big move and a big undertaking.
Well, I remember me and Helen Harvey would have went for Drumquhanna at that time to the county board meetings as the delegates, and I'm sitting at the back of the room, my head down, but Anne-Marie Meehan, who is the Athy Éireann secretary, was chairperson of Tyrone Ladies at that time. She kept saying to me, go on, give it one more try, one year to see. And I said I would try it for a year to see, but I enjoyed it. It was hard work, but you had a lot of help, and that from us, the council, the LGFA office and the thing, and within your own county, the ones that would have been involved before, they were there and they supported you.
Yeah, and obviously that was a pretty successful time, especially in the early years for Tyrone Ladies.
Yes, it was, yeah. Tyrone Ladies were doing very well. They reached in All-Ireland in 2010 and that, but unfortunately they were beat by Dublin. And then they won the All-Ireland there, the intermediate one in 2018, which was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And they're showing a sign of a resurrection again this year, I think.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing well this year again. Yeah, they're up at senior level now, and the senior championship, so they're doing... They played Donegal in the first round of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it should be a good game.
And tell me, how is Athy Éireann going?
Athy Éireann is doing well. So there are the girls, they're in senior, so they are now, the senior ladies. Athy Éireann ladies doing well, and the underage teams have been doing well over the years.
Yeah, and you've obviously contributed players to the ladies senior team, I know, obviously.
Oh, they have, yes, they have ladies, yes, yeah.
Yeah, your own daughter Shannon played with the county.
She is in Manchester this last 7 years, and Shannon plays for St. Lawrence's GA Club in Manchester now. She had been playing up to 2 years ago with Athy Éireann, and then because it was hard coming home with her work and that she has joined now St. Lawrence's GA Club in Manchester.
Yeah.
But when she comes back, she said she will come back here. When she does, she will start up playing again over here.
Yeah, and tell me, she's at college, is it?
She was at college, but she is working in childcare and social work.
Yeah. And tell me, what are you doing now? I can't imagine you stepping away altogether from ladies football. I think the bug is bitten at this stage.
No, I don't think I'll step away, but I've took time out for now, but I will get involved again.
Club or county or both, probably?
Both, so well.
Yeah. And tell me, what was it, 2 weekends in a row, two different dresses?
Two different dresses, yeah.
And obviously, big nights, a lot of awards handed out.
Both nights were brilliant, so they were very well organised, very well run both nights, and they were both brilliant. It was overwhelming.
Yeah. And what has been the reaction locally since? Plenty of congratulations?
It's been very good, a lot of congratulations and that. And, you know, the community... Both communities, Athy Éireann and Drumquhanna, have both been very, very good. And the wider community, even clubs from Mayo, clubs from Dublin, clubs from all over have been congratulating, even Donegal themselves, the Hegarty girls, their mother. She was delighted. I'd be friendly with her, because I used to watch her at the football games.
Yeah.
You know, when she was watching her daughters playing, she was hilarious.
Yeah,
but she's a good friend, and she was down at the GA Writers Award, or at the men's, the GA Awards, the Peasants Awards, and Oh, she was delighted.
Yeah. So obviously a huge honour. You take great pride in it, and it's probably, you see it as not only an honour for yourself, but for your clubs, Dromore and or Drumquin and Ahearn, and for Tyrone in general.
Oh, it definitely is. It is, and it is a great achievement for one award, but to get two is absolutely brilliant, and I think it helps. And it is a boost for both clubs and the county.
Yeah, extra bit of silverware now to be varnished and polished every so often.
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah,
keep me cleaning on the house.
So looking forward to the year ahead for Tyrone, as we said, showing great promise. I know you have to come to Ballybuffet, but showing great promise.
Yeah, the girls are showing great promise now. They are doing well. And I know they were bit by Kerry there at the weekend, but they had a few players unavailable due to work commitment and stuff, and were unable to travel. But no, the girls are doing well now, and the underage teams are doing very well.
Yeah. And how is ladies club football in Tyrone? How is it going?
Sorry?
How is ladies club football in Tyrone?
There's 41 clubs now in Tyrone, and the club football is doing well. And a few of the clubs that may be unable to field at a certain age are going together and to give the girls football, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, the like of Ernie there, Newton Stewart, have joined together at under 14 and minor level because they want to give the girls football.
Yeah, and there's no problem with that, with the board, they embrace.
No, there's no problem at all, no. Yeah. And there's a Stewartstown and Derry Tracy and Stewartstown, there's another club that do it. And it's brilliant. It works well for the girls.
Yeah.
The girls are getting their football.
Yeah. So what's the next award? What's the next honour?
I don't know.
Lucas, thanks again, Maggie, for joining us. And congratulations again. And we all know, having watched you down the years from afar, and I'm sure those closer to you have appreciated as well all you've done. And congratulations and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me on.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA Vargas Falcher Rash, Gajin Clower, and Ukta by Minshaw, Gaji Huck the Clug. And, well, before we go to Luke Barrett, of course, who is manager of the Donegal minor team, who begin their Ulster minor campaign later on, or tomorrow, this weekend, when they play Sligo. Just to remind you again, of course, you can text us on 086 60 25,000. We'd love to hear from you, and indeed if you want to text us from outside the dialing code, it's 00353 86 60 25,000. And of course, as just to remind you again, the programme can also be heard live on www.highlandradio.com, and we will have a live podcast up in the morning from about 9 o'clock on www.highlandradio of tonight's programme. If you listen to it or didn't miss part of it, or if you want to tell somebody about it, it'll be on the Highland Radio app as well. But Donegal minor footballers begin their Ulster Minor League campaign this Saturday when they take on Sligo in Monday's field in Ballyshannon, and of course Tyrone in action as well. They play Cavan. Earlier this evening I spoke to the Donegal manager Luke Barrett because they're training tonight.
Well, Luke, the new season upon us, first game on Saturday in the Ulster Minor Football League, and well, stepping up from the under 16 last year, are you all set?
Yeah, Tom, I suppose we've a couple of weeks training done now. I suppose the weather over the last couple of weeks has been pretty disappointing, and we're supposed to play a couple of challenge games over the last couple of weeks, and they've fallen foul of the weather, so we have. So I suppose in terms of training preparation, we've done a good bit of training since the first week in January, but we haven't really played much football because of the two challenge games we've pulled. So I suppose it's hard to know where we're at in terms of preparation.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's come to a stage now that the boys are mad keen to get playing football, which is, I suppose, the exciting prospect for Saturday.
That's the exuberance of youth. Especially given the weather, because I'm sure it has been terrible weather in preparing teams.
Well, the last couple of weeks has been weather I've never experienced in my playing or coaching career to date. You know, just the amount of pitches that are closed and just the unavailability of pitches to train was, I've never seen the likes of it. But even up until that, you know, we were training, it seemed to be every night that we went out to train, there was rain, so there was, and it was, but the boys, in fairness, the spirits have been very good, and they've trained through all sorts of weather, so they have. Mm. But as I said, they're excited now, and they're looking forward to the challenge on Saturday.
Yeah, and tell me, as I mentioned at the outset, you're stepping up from under 16, obviously, to under 17. It's a natural progression, really.
I suppose some people would consider it a natural progression. I suppose we've been working with this team since they're under 14, some of them. But I suppose the one thing that I did notice even was the level of time commitment required as a massive step up in comparison to last year in terms of preparation. You know, just the stuff that you'd be doing with the management team and trying to prepare the team as best you possibly can. There's a big commitment in that. But overall, I suppose we've been working with these guys for a number of years now, and we've been working well with them, and you know, as some would consider it a natural progression, you know.
Yeah, and you have most of your management team, or all of your management team, from last year, haven't you?
No, well, we've a few men, obviously, with the time commitment, couldn't commit to it. We lost Gary McNamee and Peter McGeehan and Damien Laird from Muff. The three of those, unfortunately, were unable to commit this year due to the time commitments. But we've added in, you know, Brendan Kilcoyne and Martin O'Reilly from the management team last year, and Shane Graham's come in as goalkeeping coach as well, so we've lost a couple of good men, but we've added some seriously good experience and knowledge to the management team as well. So,
and you have John O'Malley and Brian McLaughlin, or Raymond McLaughlin, still with you?
Both are still with us, yeah. Raymond and John are still with us from last year, yeah.
Yeah, and most of your last year's squad, I'm sure, is up with you as well, are they?
Yeah, there's a significant amount of lads that were with us last year that are there this year. You know, there's one or two maybe that haven't come back in this year for one reason or another. Injuries taking their toll as well, and some guys just didn't want to give maybe the time commitment required or whatever the case may be as well. So, but you know, the majority of the squad is similar enough.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, of course, obviously the minor league really is a build up for the championship. You're in a group along with who? Tyrone, Sligo, Cavan, and Fermanagh.
Yeah, that's the group. I suppose ultimately the minor league is a platform to develop the best possible team and the best possible panel for the championship. That being said, listen, the reality is you want to compete in everything, and compete to win in every single game as well, because it would be great to get another competitive game after the league. You know, when the league finishes, essentially you're 3 weeks out from championship, so the most competitive football you can play, the better and the more beneficial it'll be. And that's the way we'll be looking at it. But obviously as well, trying to find that balance of giving players game time and opportunities to stake a claim to make the team and the panel for the championship, which is obviously the ultimate aim.
Yeah, and in terms of forming the panel, as we mentioned, obviously you've worked with quite a lot of these boys since under 14 in development squads, and last year under 16. Did you hold trials?
Yeah, we held trials. I think, I suppose the nature of young players and the young players and developers, you know, and so we want to give every player in Donegal the opportunity to play to the panel. We had a number of trials in December and over a number of weekends, and you know, most players, you know, played in two to three trials and got every opportunity to pick the squad, and that was important for us as well. And even now, the squad that we're working with at the minute, it's an open door policy that if we feel that there's somebody going to be, you know, playing well in their club, or particularly schools football, you know, that we take another look at them as well. So I think that's very important, that players know that it's an open policy, that if they're playing well, it's we held trials and we picked the panel accordingly.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, obviously the championship is the key. You're drawn against or down for the championship. Is it down at home?
Down at home, yeah, and I suppose that's what you're looking at, the ultimate aim. And I suppose a very, very good downside, probably one of the best down minor sides that have been produced in the last couple of years, with a very experienced management team behind them as well. I know that James McCartney's added Stephen Poacher as the coach as well, and a very prolific coach to work with Carlo, senior footballers, and I suppose the time commitment that he's given over for that, you know, would indicate the, I suppose, where they want to go and their ambition. So we know what's coming. It's going to be a massive test as well. That, you know, there's, I think, 8 or 9 of the players that played the Down or the Burren team that won the Ulster Under 16 Championship are in the squad as well. And there's a couple of players from last year, minors left over as well. Young Murdoch, the plays in the middle of the field, and Ashton Savage and Niles Horner as well. So the three of those have been exposed to county minor football from last year as well. So we're absolutely under no illusion that the challenge is that's going to face us in April.
Yeah, so that's why the league is so important, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, listen, as much competitive football as you can get, and, you know, I suppose we're unfortunate that over the last couple of weeks we had a number of challenge games lined up and they've fallen foul of the weather through nobody's fault. But unfortunately, the reality is we're going into the league on Saturday having played very little football because of the weather and pitches and whatever other case may be. But so it's exciting for the lads that they're very excited to get going and, you know, play that game, and they've worked hard over the last number of weeks. But at the same time, you're coming in against a very good Sligo team who won the Connacht Under 16 Championship last year, and they've been playing regular football right up until last weekend. So we know the challenge is going to be on Saturday as well. And although it's an exciting prospect as well, we're under the vision that we have plenty of work to do.
Yeah, and I suppose given the success at club level and even at schools level in Donegal in recent years, in Ulster and beyond, there's a level of expectation now from a Donegal underage team.
I suppose every year you go out, there's expectation with Donegal. I suppose when Donegal won the All-Ireland in 2012, the expectation has skyrocketed since. I suppose the reality is, Tom, like the Ulster Minor Championship was formed in 1930, and since 1930 we've only won 7 championships. And we've never won All-Ireland. So I suppose you have to take the level of expectation at the relevant level. But I suppose, as you said as well, there's a significantly strong developments in schools football in Donegal, with St. Junan's and Loretto, Abbey Vocational School and Inishowen, all competing at a high level. I suppose the thing for us is that has added probably something that we've never really had to work with before in Donegal, and that's managing 4 different school teams and the players and the workload within those players. Because, you know, for two to three weeks in a row in January, we trained with 14 players because of the amount of players that were training with their schools team. And through no fault of their own, it's brilliant to see it, so it is. But, you know, we have to manage that situation as well. And it's great to see the schools, and we've worked well with the school managers, and we're slowly getting them back integrated into the squad now as well.
Yeah, and as we said, starting on Saturday against Sligo in Mundy's Field, have you a fit squad?
We've most of our squad fit. We've a couple of injuries, please God, nothing serious. But I suppose the time of the year in the tunnel as well, if anybody's carrying it up, the reality is they won't be rested this time of the year, you know. But we've a reasonably fit, healthy squad, and hopefully we have plenty of headaches to stick in the team and the squad for Saturday.
Yeah. Well, look, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll be following your fortune. You have a busy month ahead of you.
Yeah, busy, but an exciting month as well, I suppose, building towards the ultimate goal, which is the 25th of April and down in McCool Park.
That's Luke Barrett, the manager of the Donegal under-17 minor team. Speaking to me earlier this evening, they're training this evening in Convoy, looking forward to the start of their campaign. Still to come, we'll be joined by Luke's father, SP Barrett, Sean Paul Barrett, of course, Donegal under-20 team, under the guidance of Sean Paul, are through to a semi-final of the Ulster under-20 championship. They play Down on Saturday, and that game now we have been confirmed has been fixed for the Loop in Derry. We'll be speaking to Sean Paul right after this break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Rash for the last segment of the programme. Before we go to Sean Paul Barrett, manager of the Donegal under-20 team, who take on Down on Saturday afternoon in the semi-final of the Ulster Minor Championship. Just to remind people, the Derry are in Ulster Minor Football League action this weekend as well. They're in Group A along with Monaghan, Armagh,
and Antrim, and they take on Monaghan this weekend. But as I mentioned, Donegal are in Ulster semi-final action at under 20 level following last weekend's dramatic penalty shootout and victory over Monaghan at a very wet and very windy Monday's Field in Ballyshannon. That was in the quarter final, but Donegal certainly looking forward to the challenge. I was speaking to the Donegal manager, Sean Paul Barrett.
Well, SP, looking forward to an Ulster semi-final, I suppose. The first question is, are you down from the high of last week and that quarter-final, the high drama in Monday's Field against Monaghan?
Yeah, well, Tom, we're starting to come down from it, all right. We're after, I suppose, after Saturday, and the Sunday, then we started our focus turned onto Down in preparation for Down, so that's the way it has been now this week.
Yeah, and obviously a huge win that, you know, because Monaghan would have been highly fancied.
Yeah, Monaghan were fancied. We knew all about Monaghan coming into it. We knew that the success they had at underage, particularly at minors, this last number of years. They've been the Ulster Minor Champions of the last 2 years. We knew that they had four players that were playing regularly with the seniors, particularly Aaron Mulligan, who's played all the league games with Monaghan. But we also knew that ourselves, like, we had a lot of belief in the lads we have and the work they've done. Yeah. And we knew if we came and put their game in place, like, that they wouldn't be far away.
Yeah, and a lot of big performances last week.
Ah, yeah, listen, there was a lot of big performances, but in saying that, I would have thought that there was a good team performance. They worked hard all over the pitch, like, you know, and, you know, some days it goes for you and some days it doesn't, but I think the lads put in a big effort, like, they worked tremendously hard, particularly, I suppose, like, in the second half when we went 2 points down, playing against the elements, playing uphill and against the wind. They showed great character to come back, you know, and eventually grind out a result, like, you know. I know it was a draw at full time and the same after extra time, but we would be very happy about the work they put in and their attitude and the character they showed.
Yeah, you've put in a lot of work yourself this year, and the elements have been against you.
Ah, yeah, listen, we have no control of the weather, Tom, like, you know, and it's I suppose it's the same for every other county, but like, I suppose the weather at the minute has been very poor. We're together the last couple of months, like, you know, and we've worked and trained in very poor conditions. That's just the way it has been, like, and I suppose that stood to you last Saturday when we were playing in poor conditions.
But you get much ball work done, because you need to get ball work and systems going at this time, especially, say, this week now.
And listen, all our work's with the ball. That's all we do. We work with the ball every night.
Tell me, just before we look ahead to the game, the under 20, it's come in for a bit of criticism this week, and it's come in for a bit of criticism because it seems to be a very difficult competition to organise. It's competing with colleges and schools, and you know, it's at a time of year when it seems to be just slotted in.
Well, yeah, the timing of the competition has changed this year. It was much later in the year last year, like, you know, and I suppose it's a relatively new competition. This is only the third year of the competition, and I suppose they're trying to find a proper slot for it. It is difficult with colleges and schools football, like, you know, to slot the competition in. I don't know when would be the ideal time for it, like, you know, but it does cause problems, all right, like, definitely with competing with colleges football and different things.
Yeah. Anyway, looking ahead to the game, Down, your opponents, they went to Cavan last week and beat a good Cavan side, so that's no mean feat.
No, again, Cavan, I would have been expected to come through that game. They got to the final there a couple of years ago and played in Tyrone, so they would have been expected probably to come through that game. But there was nothing in that game either. I think on the 59th minute, there was just a point in it. There was a breakaway, and Cavan conceded, threw up the ball, and Down went through and scored a goal and tied on a couple of points then in injury time, like, you know. But it was neck and neck for the full game on that. But in saying that, like, we know that Down are a very good side as well, and talking to other managers that they would rate them very highly. And there's an awful lot of work on and Down, so we know it's going to be a huge challenge again.
Yeah. And your own team, I know you were short a couple of boys last week. Aaron Galooly picked up a knock. He was obviously a central character for you right throughout the league.
Yeah, listen, we lost a number of players last week, just kind of unfortunate. Last Wednesday night we were training, and two of the lads picked up injuries, Aaron Gilhooley and James Kelly, and two lads we would have looked at have been big cogs in the wheel and players that we would have thought will play a big part on Saturday's game. Unfortunately, the injuries that picked up put them out. On top of that, there we lost Matthew Duffy. Again, Matthew was a player that we expected to play a big part on Saturday, but Matthew was sick at the weekend and just wasn't able to go.
Yeah, and what's the story with Aaron and James this week?
No, Aaron and James, it'll come too quickly for Aaron and James. They won't be available this weekend. Now, we're hoping Matthew will be back available for selection, but it's just coming too soon for James and Aaron.
Yeah, and you finally got a venue. You were telling me just when you came in, Loop and Derry.
Yeah, we've just been notified that the Loop and Derry has now been the pitch that we've been given now for the semi-final. It was a place we weren't there before, like, you know, so something new to us too. Like, but we're glad to get a venue and we're looking forward to it now.
Well, 60 minutes, 70 minutes away from an Ulster final. You were there with the minors. I'm sure you'd like to get back with under-20s.
We'd like to keep the run going as long as we can, Tom, yeah, obviously. But listen, we have a great faith in the lads. Everybody involved, between the players, the management team, the background team, they're all putting in tremendous work, really working really, really hard, every one of them. Yeah. And we would have a lot of hope that we'll push on again.
Yeah, and you have one training session.
Yeah, well, we're going to meet again tomorrow night now, Thursday night now, and that'll be the last session before the game. It's difficult at the moment too, like with the colleges, like there's lads in college in Belfast and Dublin, and the various colleges in Dublin again in Galway. So we try to get them together on the Thursday night if possible. Some of them can make it, some of them can't, but we just have to go with what we have.
Yeah, so hoping to maintain their own, as you say.
Oh, absolutely. We want it to last as long as we can. And again, as I say, we have an awful lot of faith.
Unfortunately, we leave Sean Paul there. The clock is catching up on us. That's it all from me this week from the GA programme. And my thanks to Sean Paul Barrett, to Luke Barrett, and to Maggie Farley, or Maggie Skelton from Tyrone, obviously winning that award. Good for you, the listeners here tonight, and looking forward to joining you again next week when we'll be obviously have more guests for you here on the GA Pro.